الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد. We continue with the عقيدة الواسطية of Sheikh Al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah عليه رحمة الله, the شرح Sheikh Muhammad bin Salih bin Uthaymeen. And you all know, if you attended the last session, we were dealing with the virtues of the Sahaba, particularly the 10 who have been given glad tidings of Jannah. Now, Waalaikum Salaam, Mr. Shu'aib. I highly, highly, highly doubt that anyone had memorized them, but it's worth a try. The 10 given glad... Yes, yeah. Well, don't translate it. Well, who are they?
I can give you 6 or 7.
Thank you very much. 4 everybody knows, so you didn't do much. Next.
Saad bin Abi Waqqas.
Okay.
I'll get a chair first.
Wow. Anybody else, brother? Well, he got a tough one, by the way. The 4 khulafa. Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali, Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas,
Abu Huraira.
Abu Huraira. Whoa. Huh? Talha ibn Zubayr. Talha ibn Ubaidillah. Talha ibn Ubaidillah. Zubayr ibn Awam. Walaykum salam wa rahmatullah. Huh? Abdurrahman ibn Auf. Sahih. Sa'id ibn Zayd. And Abu Ubaida, Amir ibn Jarrah. Thank you very much, guys, for the hard work you're doing at home over the week. We dealt with that. We stopped at the statement of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, قوله وَيُقِرُّونَ بِمَا تَوَاتَرَ بِهِ النَّقْلِ عَنْ أَمِيرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ عَلِي بْنِ أَبِي طَالِبِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ وَغَيِّرِهِ مِنْ أَنَّ خَيْرَ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ بَعْدَ نَبِيِّهَا أَبُو بَكْرٍ ثُمَّ عَمَرٍ. Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah affirm and accept what has been narrated to us through so many different individuals that it is impossible that they would all lie. Shukran. Maybe you didn't see the bottle. That's what tawatur means. It means a hadith which has been narrated by so many individuals that virtually, it is virtually impossible that they would all conspire in this fashion. It just doesn't happen. Because one person may fabricate a narration and that is skeptical. But many different people narrating the same information through different chains and in such large numbers, it is impossible that this was fabricated information. What is that information that has been brought to us through tawatur? What has been narrated to us from Amir al-Mu'mineen? And who is Amir al-Mu'mineen here? Ali ibn Abi Talib. Not per the Shia definition. What did Amir al-Mu'mineen, because during his Khilafah, he was Amir al-Mu'mineen. Amir al-Mu'mineen is the prince of the believers, in other words. The one who's in charge of the believers, which was Abu Bakr during his time, then Umar during his time, Uthman, Ali, and so on and so forth. What did he say, and others, that the best of this ummah after its prophet, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is Abu Bakr, then Umar. So, Ali radiallahu anhu himself, it has been narrated to us through tawatur that he used to affirm, he used to proclaim before the masses that the best of this ummah after the Prophet ﷺ, Abu Bakr and then Umar. The Shaykh said, At-tawatur khabar yufid al-ilm al-yaqini. It's a kind of information which, wa alaykum salam, it's a kind of information which necessitates certainty in knowledge. It signifies certainty and knowledge. تواتر. وهو الذي نقله طائفة لا يمكن تواطؤهم على الكذب. Which basically has been narrated to us by a group of people wherein it is impossible for them to conspire and lie against us. ففي صحيح البخاري in صحيح بخاري وغيره عن عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنهما narrate on the authority of Abdullah ibn Umar رضي الله عنهما. Why عنهما? Why did we say عنهما not رضي الله عنه? Huh? Yes, sir? مثنى. Okay, and so who do we mean with him? Ibn Umar and Umar. Had we said Abdullah alone, we would have said radiyallahu anhu. But when we said Ibn Umar, so now we mention the father, we're not going to leave him deprived. So that the scholars, out of consideration, they will not just give, you know, ask Allah to be pleased with the son and ignore the father, who is greater than the son. So radiyallahu anhuma, and sometimes you hear radiyallahu anhum in reference to the plurality, all of them, radiyallahu anha, the singular. Now it is very sad when sometimes du'at don't know make this distinction. So you hear him saying in his khutbah or in his lecture, Umar radiyallahu anha. And we say, hey man, this is for women. And you need to know what you're saying, brother. At least learn the difference between the, you know, the dhamir of the mu'annath and the mudhakkar, the feminine and the masculine. These are basics which we must learn. Now, we may not have been taught this information at an earlier stage in our lives. قَدَّرَ اللَّهُ مَا شَافَعَلْ. You can do it now. It's not rocket science. It's not something very difficult. It is no basic stuff. Ha for the female, who for the male. And this applies not only in radiyallahu anhu, radiyallahu anhu, in all Arabic words. Na'am, salamtu alayhi, I gave him salam, salamtu alayha, I gave her salam, ila akhirihi. Na'am. Qal Ibn Umar, radiyallahu anhu, said, kunna nukhayyiru bayna al-nasi fi zaman al-Nabiyy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ajib. We used to compare or show favoritism between the people at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not after, during his time, we would say who is best. That's what nukhayyir, ay khayr, he is better. Fulan is better than fulan. فَنُخَيِّرُ أَبَا بَكْر. So we would give that virtue, that favoritism, we would favor Abu Bakr. ثم عمر بن الخطاب. This is Ibn Umar speaking. Then Umar بن الخطاب, his father. ثم عثمان بن عفان رضي الله عنه. Then عثمان بن عفان. This was done at the time of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. وفي صحيح البخاري. Again in صحيح البخاري. أيضا. Also أن محمد بن الحنفية قال. قلت لأبي. أي الناس خير بعد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. I said to my father, which among people is best after the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Qala Abu Bakr. He said Abu Bakr. Qultu thumma man? I said then who? He said Umar. Qala thumma Umar. Wa khashitu an yaqula Uthman. I was afraid he would say Uthman. Qultu thumma man? I said I said qult thumma ant? He's saying to his father. Who's his father? Ali. Ali radiallahu anhu, he told him, then you, he said, ma ana illa rajulun min al-muslimin, I'm only one of the regular Muslims. So his father said, Abu Bakr, then Umar, then Uthman, in Sahih Bukhari. But what is the problem? You present this to the Shia, and they will tell you, or the Rafida, whatever names they have, they will say, no, yeah, but Sahih Bukhari is not a reliable source for us. You can quote the Quran, and it's not a reliable source for them. And so, you're left with nothing. But that will come, inshallah. نعم, عفوا. فإذا كان علي رضي الله عنه يقول وهو في زمن خلافته إن خير هذه الأمة بعد نبيها أبو بكر ثم عمر فقد اندحضت حجة الرافضة الذين فضلوه عليهما. If Ali himself radiallahu anhu was saying during the time of his khilafah, while he is the Amir, he is the Khalifa, he was saying that the best of this ummah after its prophet is Abu Bakr, then Umar, then that proof which the Shia tried to present, the Rafida, the rejectionists, the one which they try to present in favoring Ali, has been annihilated. It has been demolished. It has been destroyed. Because he himself is admitting otherwise. قَوْلُهُ وَغَيْرِهِ يعني غَيْرْ عَلِي مِنَ الصَّحَابَةِ وَالتَّابِعِينَ. غَيْرِهِ and others, meaning Ali used to say that, and other among the Sahaba and the Tabi'een had the same attitude in terms of the virtue of the Sahaba and the favoritism. وَهَذَا مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ بَيْنَ الْأَئِمَّةِ. Now this is a matter concerning which there is an agreement among the scholars. They don't have really a debate. You really don't debate this issue except with some deviants. Otherwise, according to Ahl-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, the matter is too clear and too evident to be even discussed. It's just a fitna to discuss it actually. قال الإمام مالك رحمه الله لم يختلف الصحابة والتابعون في تقديم أبي بكر وعمر رضي الله عنهما. He said neither the Sahaba nor the followers of the Sahaba, they did not differ in favoring Abu Bakr and then Umar over everybody else, and in that order, Abu Bakr then Umar. وَمَنْ خَرَجَ عَنْ هَذَا الْإِجْمَاعِ فَقَدْ اتَّبَعَ غَيْرَ سَبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Beautiful. And whosoever goes away from that consensus, then he has followed a path other than that of the believers. Who can quote an ayah which threatens those who choose a path other than that of the believers besides Shu'aib? Because I see he got ready to speak, but you have the Quran memorized, so alaykum salam. We need someone else to think. Which ayah speaks about taking a path other than that of the believers and the consequences of that and the actual text of the ayah? Any intellectual individual here that can exercise his smartness and give us a nice satisfactory answer? Barakallahu feekum. Aywa ya Naif. هات الآية كل الله يهديك بعدين حرفت فيها شوي. ها شعيب تفضل.
ومن يتبع غير سبيل
يا شيخ. Give me the ayah from the beginning, and again you made the same error. It begins with men, but not يتخذ. ومن يشاقق الرسول ويتبع ولا يتخذ يتبع غير سبيل المؤمنين نوله ما تولى ونصله جهنم وساءت مصيرا. Whosoever contradicts the messenger after the truth has become clear and evident to him and follows a path other than that of the believers, we will allow him to take the path he has chosen, but we will cast him in the hellfire, and what an evil abode. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explicit, maybe we should confiscate that phone. Yeah? Inshallah. Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned the Sabil al-Mu'mineen, and the ulama have a lot to say about this addition. Whoever contradicts the messenger, that's already a problem. But Allah added, and follows the path other than the path of the believers. Now, if we all understand that at the time of that ayah, the believers were the Sahaba. If the Sahaba agreed that Abu Bakr was best and then Umar, and so did the Tabi'een and the Imams, and then you come and you say otherwise, then you have actually taken a path other than that of the believers. Subsequently, you're doing Mushaqqa lil-Rasul, and your abode shall be the hellfire. So this is the domino effect of this action. But you know, again, ya jama'at al-khair, ya du'at al-islam, there are ayat in the Quran which you have to memorize. Wallah, they're not too many. Maybe around, I would say roughly 30 to 50 ayat. Akhi, the surah which you memorize usually is around 30 to 50 ayat, sometimes more. If you've memorized Surah Al-Mulk, it's 30 ayat. So if you're able to memorize 30 ayat in sequence, believe it or not, you're able to memorize 30 ayat which are spread out in the Quran easier sometimes. Because you quote them more often than you may recite that surah, unless you follow in the sunnah and recite it every night. But these ayat you have to have memorized, because these are your da'wah tools. And if you don't have tools, it's like a plumber who goes to the house and he wants to fix the sink and he doesn't have any tools. And he just looks at it. Well, yeah, you need ABC. Okay, and? Okay, well, yeah. Give me money. Why? You didn't fix anything. Yeah, well, I don't have any tools. Well, I don't need you in my house. You know, you're a lousy plumber. You know, get out of here. Really, and that's what it is. A da'iyah with no evidences is like a plumber with no tools, like an electrician with no tools. You can have a nice idea of something, but you won't be successful in getting the job done. And so know these ayat. The ayat, like Surah Al-Imran, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَن يَشَاءُ. Certain ayat which you need all the time. It would be nice if one of you compiled them If you listen to lectures a lot, you will know these ayat. If you compile them and then you printed them out and share them with the brothers so that everyone can memorize them. I won't promise you I'll do it. I'll try to do it for you. I won't promise you, however, because of other obligations. But if one of you, you know, took that task and took care of it, it will be very nice. Certain ayat which you know, or maybe over the time period of reading the whole Quran, if one of you reads the Quran often, once a month, once every few weeks, make it a point, while you're reading, you take out the ayat which you think are needed for da'wah, and eventually compile them. And we can print them in a little booklet, and the brothers can memorize them, because you will need them at some point in time. Like right now, we ask for the most basic ayah that is used to as an evidence for following the way of the Salaf al-Salih, and you know, we couldn't get a nice answer. So, it's not good. على كل حال وقوله ويثليثون بعثمان ويربعون بعلي رضي الله عنهما أو كما دلت عليه الأثار. وعليكم السلام. شكرا. يثلثون. What word does it remind you of? ثلاثة. And what day? ثلاثة. And what عقيدة? تثليث. The عقيدة of who?
The
Christians. Where does it occur in the Quran? هات الآية يا جماعة هات الآية give me the آية don't tell me Al-Imran and سورة النساء and مائدة we know where the آيات about Christians exist give me the آية I'm gonna bring handcuffs with me next week inshallah man anybody who doesn't know I'm gonna handcuff him and leave him here until next week until he memorizes them there are two آيات which specifically mention the term ثلاثة in the book of Allah. How do you give da'wah to Christians without knowing this ayah? How? لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهِ ثَالِثُ ثَلَاثَةً And another ayah, لَا تَقُولُوا ثَلَاثَةً انْتَهُوا Do not say three, do not say trinity, desist, stop. And the other ayah, the one we quoted first, they have disbelieved those who say that Allah is ثَالِثُ ثَلَاثَةً one third of the Holy Trinity. That's what it means. So ثلاثة, we know the term now. Three.
Surah?
I don't know the surah.
Surah Maida.
Yeah.
And the first one and the second. Surah Nisa.
Okay, you don't have to know. By the way, the ulama of all, just so you will know, this additional piece of information. Now, of course, things have changed a lot because we have some people who say, you know, surah number 5, ayah number 55, and they give you Bukhari chapter 5, and whatever they give you. So people got fascinated with this quotation. But if you read the books of the ulama of old, this was never done. In fact, the Quran in the earliest times did not have the numbering. The ayats were not even numbered, by the way. The people used to, the Qurra knew where to stop. The issue of numbering the ayat and then referencing them into the name, the numbers of chapters, perhaps if you ask people how many surah in the Quran, they may not, nobody has ever counted them. But they had the whole Quran memorized. So they weren't really, you know, too concerned with numbers. Neither this surah number nor the ayah number. This came eventually out of, you know, to make it more user friendly, to make the Quran easier to deal with. They added these things, but you will never find an alim of old who will tell you that it says in this surah number and this ayah number. He will just quote the ayah. And so if you quote the ayah, you've done the job. If you want to be some super intelligent person and be able to memorize them, jazakallah khair. We're not going to say that's not good. That's good. That's good because you're providing the people with the reference. But don't think that if you don't know the reference, then you shouldn't memorize the evidence. What is important is the evidence. Understanding the evidence, quoting it correctly, and what have you. Not just the numbers. Numbers, you know, you can make mistakes, by the way. Anyone can make a mistake in quoting, saying, it's in this surah, but it's in the other surah. Because we have ayat in the Quran, mutashabiha. Those which occur often, and sometimes they occur in more than one place. So don't be over-concerned with the reference. We gave the website, and we'll give it again, since this is on camera. Islamic City, ISLAMCICITY. Now, don't use this website. I don't endorse this website. I endorse one feature of this website called phonetic search. Phonetic search, which is when you go to the site, on the left, there's something called phonetic search. The The nice thing about this application, or whatever you want to call it, this feature, is that if you know an Arabic word in the Quran, however you do not know where it occurs, you can write that word in English letters. So if you're looking for the word, like you've heard the word yastaqdimun, and you don't know where you write yastaqdimun, yastiqdimon, and believe it or not, it will pull out all the places in the Quran where that term occurs, yastaqdimun. Then you will have the Arabic reference. Now the problem is the translation they will give you is that of Yusuf Ali. You don't want to use Yusuf Ali translation. Then you go to another website, I believe it's called thetruecall.com, and there you have Sahih International as one of the translations. You pull out the Sahih translation of that particular ayah. Okay? So if you're really interested, Mr. Ibrahim, the ayah which we heard right now, you go to the website and you put thalatha. Okay? Put thalatha and it will pull out both ayat. Then you will know the reference and the surah Nisa, Ma'idah, whatever. These help you if you are involved in this kind of work, inshallah. Ala kulli hal, yuthallithun idhan, meaning they categorize as number three, Uthman. ويربعون بعلي and يربعون from أربعة رابع and so they consider or they categorize Ali as number four رضي الله عنه كما دلت عليه الأثر as the أثر is like a level or a degree below narrations, as in it is not something from the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, but it is a narration which we receive from the Sahaba or those who came after them. The technical or the legislative terminology for that is athar, singular, athar, plural. When you hear that word, meaning what the ulama said, what the sahaba said. When they speak about the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, they say hadith or ahadith for plural. على كل حال, the Shaykh said يثلثون يعني أهل السنة أو أهل السنة. They يثلثون أي يجعلون عثمان هو الثالث رضي الله عنه. They make عثمان number three in terms of best, the best. ويربعون بعلي أي يجعلون عليا هو الرابع, and they make علي the fourth. وعلى هذا, according to this now, فأفضل هذه الأمة هؤلاء الأربعة. The best of this ummah now are these four. The best of this ummah. Abu Bakr, ثم عمر وهذا بالإجماع. أبو بكر then عمر, this is according to consensus. ثم عثمان ثم علي, then عثمان and علي, this is where some difference occurs. Who can quote a hadith where these khulafa were mentioned? Not necessarily their names, but where a reference was made to their virtue and also the fact that they are the best of this ummah. A very famous hadith, which you should all have memorized, at least in English. No. I said all four, and not by name. The hadith you mentioned is the hadith of Abu Bakr. That's one.
Is it a dream?
No. The hadith: a woman came to the Prophet ﷺ, said, he said, come back. She said, what if I don't find you? He said, go to Abu Bakr. No, we're speaking about one hadith that mentions Al-Khulafa Al-Rashidin. No. What? Generations? Where did the Khulafa come? The hadith of Al-Irbad ibn Sariya, Jama'at Al-Khair. Hadith of Irbad, he said, what Prophet ﷺ admonished us in admonition, which from, you know, due to which the hearts trembled and the eyes shed tears. And we said, O Messenger of Allah, it is as if you are, it's the admonishment of someone who's, you know, departing and leaving us. So admonish us, advise us. He said, I advise you of taqwa of Allah and to listen and obey, even if it's an Abyssinian slave in charge of you. And whoever lives amongst you will see a lot of differences. So upon you is my sunnah and the sunnah of the rightly guided khulafa. Hold on it and bite on it with your molar teeth. وَسُنَّةُ خُلَفَاءَ الرَّاشِدِينَ عَلَيْكُمْ بِسُنَّةِ وَسُنَّةِ الْخُلَفَاءَ الرَّاشِدِينَ الْمَهْدِيِينَ Rightly guided. So there the hadith tells you that these are the best, because he's telling everybody else, follow their sunnah. يعني he said, my sunnah and their sunnah. Now their sunnah is either exactly identical to the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah alayhi sallam, or it is ijtihad in his sunnah, which is also acceptable from the sahaba, from these khulafa. This is why Uthman radiallahu anhu saw it fit to have a second adhan for Jumu'ah, because the situation requires it. Now that's not a bid'ah. He is someone who can do ijtihad in the sunnah because he is looking after the benefit of the Muslims, and we have a textual evidence commanding us to follow him, which means Allah gave him particular knowledge and virtue which we must understand and appreciate. But it doesn't work for anybody afterwards. No one can come and innovate and say, well, you know, hey. Say, no, hey, you, hey. You need to stop where you at, buddy, because you're not there. Yeah, you're not one of the khulafa. You were not with the Messenger of Allah. You did not spend time with him. And so anything you bring now is merely nothing but a bid'ah. It's a bid'ah rejected. Allah will not accept it of you. طيب. عفواً. Now, ثم استدل المؤلف المؤلف لهذا الترتيب بدليلين. Let's do some grammar. Let's do some Arabic. Y'all need some Arabic. ثم, then. استدل. What word? What is the root word? Well, this we can drink later. What is the root word? The noun. طيب, but more basic than that. دليل. صحيح. Don't you know دليل? What is دليل? Quranic verses or? Or? Don't be scared, man. I'm trying to scare you on purpose, but don't be scared. Quranic ayah or?
Are words of hadith.
Yes. I was hoping you're not a Quranite. Okay, because we have some group of people, by the way, who say we only believe in the Quran. And so they say only Quran is dalil, anything else is not. Don't worry, man. I've traumatized the guy from the first time. Just take it easy. Anyway, so the Quran and the hadith. This is what a dalil is. طب, how about ijma'? Or whatchamacallit? Qiyas. Does it count as a dalil?
The jamhur is because the ayat of the Quran which you just recited a few minutes ago regarding that if whoever follows Adam is the Muslims, so that's the ayat, I think, Imam Shafi rahimahullah, he said about following the jamhur, right?
Now, well, I mean, there's a difference of opinion among the scholars in terms of whether qiyas, does it count as something that is binding on people in the sense that you have to do, and same thing goes for ijma'. But ijma' is stronger, ultimately, ijma', because the qiyas, they've differed about it. But ijma', because we have textual evidences that the ummah will not agree upon falsehood. So if the ummah agreed upon something, it's like revelation in this sense, because Allah Azza wa Jal made it that this deen is preserved through the Muslims. And these true righteous Muslims. So whenever there's an ijma', of course, ignoring the deviant people whose agreement or disagreement is actually irrelevant and worthless, then that has value. It holds a lot of water in a deen. على كل حال, استدل إذن المؤلف. The author used this dalil. That's what استدل means. He used this dalil لهذا الترتيب, for this kind of sequence or arrangement, دلي بدليلين. Why did we say dalilain, not dalilan? First, when do we say dalilan and when do we say dalilain? Let me make it easier. When do you say jannatan and when do you say jannatain? Isn't it that in the Quran there's jannatan and jannatain?
Yes.
Give me a reference. No, give me a reference.
Jannatan is marfu.
No, wait, ya Sheikh. You know this, Abdul Majid. No, I want a reference. Who can give me an ayah where the term Jannatan occurs? If you don't know this, I may leave, wallah. Surah Ar-Rahman. وَمِن دُونِهِمَا جَنَّتَان. Before that, وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ مَا فِي مُشْكِلَةً. Jannatan. So we have Jannatan. Why Jannatan there and not Jannatain?
Because there's no two Jannatan.
Oh man, you need to go back to the grammar classes, man. Now, both words are the same meaning. The same meaning, Ikhwan. One will have alif, one there's no difference whatsoever in the meaning of the word between Jannatan and Jannatain. The difference is grammatically. There's a grammatical difference between them, not in the meaning. I'm trying to think of an English equivalent to the same idea so I can bring this home, the idea home. For example, you say all of them or both of them. The difference here is in usage of words. The meaning in either way means whoever was there. Fair enough? Okay. Abdul Majid, faddal. ولمن خاف مقام ربه جنتان مبتدا مؤخر
yes.
Okay, well you should say مبتدا مؤخر but you should say مبتدا. If you say مبتدا only, the مبتدا comes in the beginning of the sentence. Okay. نعم. لمن إذن في we have تقديم التأخير. إذن مرفوع. The default state of a word in Arabic is مرفوع, which is the one that ends with dhamma. If it's a regular singular noun, if it's a dual, the dhamma is replaced with an alif. It's replaced with an alif. If it is plural, it depends. If it is a regular plural, it becomes waw noon, muslimun, mu'minun, aman ar-rasul bima unzila ilayhi min rabbih wal mu'minun. Why? Because the fa'il, the subject of the sentence, is mu'minun. قُلِّ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. Say to the believing men now, لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Because of the lam, when the lam harf jar, when it's a preposition, enters upon a word, it changes it from the state of having a dhamma to the state of having a kasra. However, if it's a dual, if it's in the dual, you can't do dhamma kasra, the alif becomes a ya. Is that clear? To a large extent. If you don't know the basics of the grammar, it sounds like I'm speaking gibberish here. But it makes sense to those who have some background in grammar. So here, we say بِدَلِيلَيْنِ because of the بَأْ حَرْفْ جَرْ. دَلِيلَيْنِ اسم مجرور بِلْيَا عِوَضًا عَنِ الْكَسْرَ لِأَنَّهُ مُثَنَّ. It's a dual. And so you say دَلِيلَيْن, not دَلِيلَان. Same thing with جَنَّتَان and جَنَّتَين. نعم. الأول, the first دليل, قوله كما دلت عليه الآثار وقد سبق ذكر شيء منها. As the textual evidences mention, and we've mentioned some already. The statement of Ali رضي الله عنه in the hadith in Bukhari, when Ibn Umar said that, we used to say at the time of the Messenger of Allah, Abu Bakr is best, and Umar, and so on and so forth. والثاني, the second, كما وكما أجمع الصحابة على تقديم عثمان في البيعة. As the Sahaba agreed in giving precedence to Uthman in that pledge. فَصَارَ فِي تَقْدِيمِ عُثْمَانِ عَلَىٰ عَلِيٍّ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمَا أَثَارٌ نَقْلِيَّةٌ. Now we have textual evidence indicating that Uthman is before Ali. Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali. We have textual evidence that the Sahaba agreed that Uthman should be given that position prior to Ali. وفيه أيضا عقلي, textually and intellectually or logically, we can use that synonym as well. وهو إجماع الصحابة على تقديم عثمان في البيعة, which is the consensus of the Sahaba of giving عثمان precedence in that pledge. فإن إجماعهم على ذلك يستلزم أن عثمان أفضل من علي وهو كذلك. Their agreement necessitates that عثمان is better than Ali, and he is. Now mind you, or pay attention to this important fact. When we speak about favoring, we are only speaking of one who is more excellent than the other excellent individual. We're not speaking of one in good and one bad. Because some people may misinterpret this idea and think that we're saying Ali is no good because we've given precedence to Abu Bakr, Umar and Uthman. We say, no, Habibi. They're all excellent, but in terms of excellence, this is the way. Like in a classroom, you have those who pass and those who fail. And among those who pass, you have those who pass with honor. Now, what do we call it when you get this degree with the high honors? What is that called in Latin? Have you heard that before? When someone, and if you watch the lecture of Bart Ehrman, answering Bart Ehrman, Why We Suffer, we mentioned that he graduated from that university in biblical studies with a magna cum laude, Latin term. You need to know these. Obviously, none of you graduated with magna cum laude, so we know that much. Or maybe you have, but they use different words. But usually, by the way, internationally, they use this term. Whether it's in English-speaking people, Latin-speaking people, wherever. In the Philippines, they use the same words. Magna cum laude and summa cum laude, which is even higher. That's basically getting an average of 95 and above. Okay, the highest average you can graduate with in bachelor's degree or master's or doctorate or whatever it is that you're doing. Which is graduating with honor. Not yani, barely making it. Oops. Not barely making it. Someone had to push you at the end. No, you're... This thing was a piece of cake to you, man. You would go just like that. And so actually, how did we get here? Yeah, so we're saying in the classroom, we say if this one graduated with summa cum laude and this one with magna cum laude, and we say he is better, but the other guy still has high honors. He graduated with honors that doesn't make him like the one who failed. So we're only speaking in this regard. لِأَنَّ حِكْمَةَ اللَّهِ تَأْبَى أَن يُوَلَّى عَلَى خَيْرِ الْقُرُونِ رَجُلًا وَفِيهِ مَنْ هُوَ أَفْضَلُ مِنْهِ. عجيب. The wisdom of Allah entails that it is impossible that someone will be given authority, will be given dominion, will be given the rulership, while there's someone who's better than him amongst the best generations. In the best generations, it is impossible that someone is more qualified and one who's less qualified is given that rulership while the one who's more qualified is not. The wisdom of Allah entails that goes against the wisdom of Allah in a sense that Khairul Qurun had things in the best way they could be. So this is just part of the whole thing, part of the whole equation. كَمَا جَاءَ فِي الْأَثَرْ كَمَا تَكُونُونَ يُوَلَّ عَلَيْكُمْ. As it has been mentioned in the Athar. Now when ulama say Athar here, it means one of two things. Either they mean Athar as in it is a statement of the Sahaba or the ulama, or it could mean a hadith that is possibly da'if. Sometimes they use this to refer to a weak narration or a narration in which the scholars have differed about the authenticity. They use the term athar, or they say ruya, kama ruya an nabiyyi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as opposed to haddathana, or an abi hurayra qala rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is affirming the statement. Ruya, it was narrated to us. This is called sighatul tad'if. In the science of hadith, the ulama say this is a format of showing a deficiency in the chain itself. So be familiar with these things because they will help you at some point in time. The author says, كَمَا تَكُونُونَ يُوَلَّ عَلَيْكُمْ. The way you are, or let me think of a better translation, the condition, according to the condition you're in, you will have people in charge of you. This is very important to understand. If we evaluate the statement correctly, then we realize the foolishness of individuals today who have YouTube channels and Facebook accounts, and they themselves are wicked. I've seen it. They leave, for example, the lecture Wahhabism or the Horn of Satan, or any lecture where you speak of the Aqeedah of Ahl-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah and people don't like it. And it seems that the curses are increasing day by day. I hope Allah will reward me with goodness on Yawm Al-Qiyamah, because I've been called everything now. And it usually it is not in the videos which I upload. The videos which people extract and upload, this is where you see the real curse. You know, bad language, things that a Muslim would never say, but all these things are said freely because you're trying to teach something that they think is incorrect. Now, the interesting thing is, they want always to criticize this government. They love it. You know? These blah, 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 blah. Look at Umar ibn al-Khattab. Look at Abu Bakr. Look how they used to be. They used to do this. They used to do that and blah, blah, blah. And we say, what? You want that? You want that to exist now? Where are you? This same person that left a comment, you go to his channel, it's a bunch of music videos and naked women. So what condition are you in for you to want someone so superior to be in charge? You suck. And so alhamdulillah, you have people still governing by the Quran and the Sunnah. You should praise Allah that in this state we're in, there's still someone who's trying to adhere to the Kitab and the Sunnah. There's no perfection. We don't deny that. But the way we are, this is better than what we deserve. We're pretty bad, man. The Muslims are pretty bad. إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ اللَّهِ. All over the world. And so these individuals are not really thinking enough. The way you are, people, when we all become good, naturally one who will be on top will be one of us. But when we're no good, then what do you want? If Umar was given the Khilafah now, what's going to happen, man? I will be in trouble, brother. The Muslims will be, people will be getting lashed every day, be put in prison, and we deserve it. We're not saying this as something bad, because Umar is not going to play with the deen of Allah. But the people will complain. They will revolt the very next day. Because they will say, we don't want this kind of strict Islam. Take it easy on us. We want. If he closed down the satellite dishes, no cigarettes are being sold, no woman could do this. No, the people will go crazy. Because they're not ready. So then don't expect perfection when you are imperfect. Rather be fair and square and mention the good, identify the bad, and work on fixing it. And fix yourself so Allah can fix the condition of the ummah. We wouldn't be in this situation had we been like the Sahaba. Umar was the Khalifa when the Sahaba were around. We're not the Sahaba, so how do you want someone like Umar to be around? It just doesn't make any sense. Logically, Islamically, it doesn't make any sense. But that's a very important point. فَخَيْرُ الْقُرُونِ لَا يُوَلِّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُمْ إِلَّا مِنْ خَيْرِهِمْ The best of generations, Allah will not put someone in charge among them except the best of them. The best of generations have the best of them in charge. قوله مع أن بعض أهل السنة والجماعة أو أهل السنة كانوا قد اختلفوا في عثمان وعلي رضي الله عنهما بعد اتفاقهما على تقديم أبي بكر وعمر أيهما أفضل فقدم قوم عثمان وسكتوا أو ربعوا بعلي. Beautiful. Look now at the amana. Al-amana al-ilmiya, the knowledge-based sincerity and trustworthiness of the ulama. You see, Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they mention things that are for them and against them, if there are any. And they don't hide facts, they don't lie, they don't conceal, they present the evidence or the objection, and they address it and they deal with it with the evidence as well. So here, if someone could say that they wouldn't mention that. But no, he said, even though, now this is being truthful to the ummah, even though among Ahl Sunnah are people who differed, alaykum salam, who differed concerning Uthman and Ali. Yani, after they agreed that Abu Bakr and Umar are the best, among Ahl Sunnah are those who differed, who is better, Uthman or Ali? Pay attention. They didn't say Abu Bakr and Umar are no good, Ali should have been on top. No. They already agreed to the Aqidah and to the Manhaj, but they differed now on in terms of Uthman and Ali. So, which one is better? Some of them gave Uthman precedence, others remained quiet, and others said Ali is fourth. So these are the various opinions. فيقولون أبو بكر ثم عمر ثم عثمان. So some of them say Abu Bakr, then Umar, then Uthman. يسكتون. And they remain silent. Others, they say, then Ali. So some of them didn't put Ali in that. Among Ahl Sunnah. For whatever reasons that they may have had. قال المؤلف رحمه الله وقدم قوم عليا. Other people gave Ali precedence over Uthman. فقالوا أبو بكر ثم عمر. They said أبو بكر عمر ثم توقف وأيهما أفضل. Then they stopped. Who is better? Uthman or Ali, وهذا غير الرأي الأول. This is other than the first opinion. The other ones, they remain silent concerning Ali. This one, they had some dispute. There was confusion. Who is better? فالآراء أربعة. So we have four opinions. الرأي المشهور, the famous one, أبو بكر ثم عمر ثم عثمان ثم علي. أبو بكر, عمر, عثمان, علي. We use the term or the adjective famous. Who can give us an antonym for famous? Do you know what an antonym is? The opposite. Synonym, equivalent meaning, antonym, opposite meaning. Okay, correct word, wrong pronunciation. It's I-N-F-A-M-O-U-S. How is it pronounced? Infamous. Famous, easy. When you add the in, you don't say infamous. You say infamous. Good try, Shaib. Probably read it but never heard it. Because look, the English language is surprising, by the way. And if you're not a native speaker, you will continue to discover things until you die. For the longest time, two words which were very popular among non-native speaking du'at. One is obligatory, and the other one is crescent. Because that's all we heard, you know, during the talks from the usually Air brothers. You know, the Air brothers have their pronunciation in English requires a lot of work. But anyways, the term obligatory turned out to be obligatory. Okay, and so that's a shock. That's how they pronounce it. That's the correct pronunciation of the word. And the word crescent turned out to be crescent. Crescent. But you need to know this, because sometimes if you mispronounce a word, you will actually confuse the listener. And they will think you're talking about something else. So famous, infamous. Good. Do you know a synonym of the word infamous? Used to be a big rapper. What? What's the synonym for the word infamous, ya Abdul Majid?
No.
La. Infamous, meaning something that is famous for being bad. Famous is famous for being good. I'm sorry, I didn't give you a definition. Infamous is something that is famous for its negativity.
Notorious.
Remember Notorious Biggie? Biggie Smalls. You know, so he was notorious. Notorious and infamous are very similar in meaning. He's notoriously known for his bad behavior, meaning it is very popular among the people that is bad. Same thing with infamous. So famous is good, infamous is usually bad, a bad reputation that is yet very much spread among the people. الرأي الثاني, is this an English class or عقيدة جماعة الخير? الرأي الثاني, the second opinion, Abu Bakr, ثم عمر ثم عثمان ثم سكوت. Huh? The second opinion is that they don't mention Ali at the end رضي الله عنه وارضاه. الرأي الثالث أبو بكر ثم عمر ثم علي ثم عثمان. The third opinion, أبو بكر عمر علي عثمان. I don't need to translate that, it's already known. الرأي الرابع, the fourth one, أبو بكر ثم عمر ثم نتوقف أيهما الأفضل. Then we pause. Which one is better, عثمان أو علي؟ فهم يقولون لا نقول عثمان أفضل. Some of, they say we don't say عثمان is better, ولا علي أفضل, nor do we say علي is better. لكن لا نرى أحدا يتقدم على عثمان وعلى علي في الفضيلة بعد أبي بكر وعمر. However, we don't see anyone being better than عثمان and علي after أبو بكر and عمر. يعني we don't favor between them, but we know no one is better than them before them. قال المؤلف رحمه الله لكن استقر أمر أهل السنة على تقديم عثمان ثم علي. But أهل السنة, now we said this is among أهل السنة, but the جمهور, the masses of علماء, the general consensus of the علماء is that أبو بكر عمر عثمان and then علي رضي الله عنهم جميعا. نعم, هذا الذي استقر عليه السنة. فقالوا أفضل هذه الأمة بعد نبيها أبو بكر ثم عمر ثم عثمان ثم علي. So this is what they agreed. They said أبو بكر then عمر then عثمان then علي على ترتيبهم في الخلافة, according to the way they actually took charge of the Muslims. They were the rulers of Muslims. وهو الصواب. What does صواب mean? This is where we fall into the Arabic mispronunciation that leads to misunderstanding of Islam.
So
this
is صواب.
Aywa, you fell for the trap. Huh? You fell for the trap. The people say sawab. Maybe it's Urdu. Let me be fair. Is it Urdu? Okay. Well, in Arabic it is not. In Arabic it is thawab. Athabahumullah. Athabahum. Thawab. Sawab, I don't know what it is in Arabic, but sawab, however, with a sad, is correct. Sawab is correct. So sometimes if you mispronounce it, the listener may think you're speaking about sawab. And he doesn't, because you may not say the sad and the scene very accurately. And so you still will deliver the wrong message. So some of the Urdu words, now when you're speaking Urdu to an Urdu audience, Urdu speaking audience, that's fine because they understand. However, if you're an Urdu speaking person trying to communicate with a non-Urdu speaking person, then try to use the Arabic words. Avoid the Urdu, because it may be misunderstood for people like namaz, namaz, namaz. Why? Say salah or say prayer. If you're speaking English, say prayer. You're speaking Arabic, say salah. Namaz has no place, because some people don't know what namaz is. Now, you know, if you're involved in da'wah, you've heard it so much, you've figured out now that namaz means salah. But not everyone knows that.
That's Persian, by the way.
Persian, come on. Sheel. What I'm saying is, try to learn the Arabic words and their pronunciation. So when the context or the situation requires that you quote them, you say them correctly. With your own people, no issues. When you say thawab, everybody knows that you mean thawab. Because in that language, it's correct. Why? You don't have a tha? No tha in Urdu?
They're the same.
No tha?
Written the same way. It's.
But the sound, phonetics now. I'm speaking phonetically. Do you have the sound tha?
Not the exact way, but the same writing style.
Forget about the writing. I'm saying phonetics, man. Sounds. Do you have that?
Oh, yes.
You do?
Yes.
We don't say.
The scholars have differed. There's no consensus among the brothers here about the tha and the sa. Ala kulli hal, we've said enough for the day. Barakallahu feekum. If we all remain alive and healthy, inshallah, we'll be dealing with further discussion on the issue of the difference between or who should be given precedence, Uthman or Ali. And then we will be refuting the people who speak against them. The Shaykh, not we. The Shaykh will be refuting those who speak against them. And that will also be timely, inshallah. Jazakum Allah khair. Wa akhiru da'wan. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad.
Thawab is ajr or sawab is ajr?